Cornucopia Radio presents
Hi Jen, can you see me?
No, just move your webcam a little bit.
Is that right?
Marvellous.
Sorry I've called too early. It was 9 o'clock we agreed, right? It's just that Jeff isn't here. So it's a good time.
No, that's fine. Yeah, yes, I can see you okay. You've had your hair done?
Yeah, I thought, bugger it. I need some TLC.
Oh, I could do with that. The school have put me on this new PSHE course. SRE it's called. You know what that is?
No, let me guess. Hold on, I'm good at this. I know, stupid ruddy education. No, right. Stop rotating eggs. I know. Sadism really excites.
What are you on? Neat vodka?
No, Cointreau and ice, actually.
SRE is sex and relationship education.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. I can now roll a condom on a cucumber blindfold. Much to the hilarity of the year sevens. You should have seen me the first time. Bloody thing popped off and zoomed round the room like a deflating balloon. Zzzz.
Isn't the emoji for a cock an aubergine? I can never get that. I've never had one that remotely resembled an aubergine. In shape, smell or taste.
Well, with my dating look, all I get for my efforts on Tinder is an old shrivelled asparagus tip.
Useful for dipping in your hummus or terrazzo malata.
Yes, thank you, Nigella. Anyhow, getting away from penises and vegetables. Oh, it's been really tense here. Like treading on eggshells.
You mean Archie? Sorry, Alison.
Yeah. I've been talking to other parents in an online group forum, but I just wonder if she's doing this, you know, to escape what was himself. She never fitted in at school.
It's a pretty drastic step. She's 19. She's not going to transition on a whim. She is getting counselling and medical support.
Medical support? I'm the one who needs Valium. Yeah. Yes, she is. And it seems to be going all okay. It's just that I miss my son. My boy.
He's still there. But now he's a she. Oh, fuck, that sounds crass, doesn't it? Sorry. What I meant is, she is still your lovely cute Archie. It's just that Archie is, well, changed. Maybe try and think of it like a butterfly thing. A beautiful butterfly emerging from a pupa.
Oh, please, no pupa stuff. We've just been watching Vanessa Feltz eating a witchetty grub on I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. Oh, God, vile.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, my God, it was disgusting. I'm voting for Dawn French here. Who knew she could swim that far underwater to get those stars?
Yeah, I need to watch something ridiculous and banal to take my mind off things. I'm just worried that Alison's going to have a tough time when she goes to uni.
Hey, Jen, you know I teach at uni. There are so many trans support groups. Alison will be well supported.
I hope so. I really do. Anyhow, on to you. What's going on with your left eye?
What do you mean?
Oh, cut the crap, Natalie. I can see the bruise.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done it again.
Oh, for God's sake, leave. How many times have I said you can come down here to Brighton? You can't continue like this. It's abuse. Serious abuse. It just cannot continue. I told you last year when this happened and you ended up in A&E with a fractured cheekbone. Oh, please, please leave. I never liked him from the moment I met him. Always puts you down. All those little microaggressions and so arrogant. Putting you down in front of others. Coercive control, it's called. I never thought he'd get violent with you, though. We've really got to talk about your lack of self-esteem.
Don't start. I'd be on the psychiatrist's couch for years.
Hey, you know there are organisations out there who can help. Refuge, Women's Aid.
I know. It's just making that first step. I keep thinking it'll get better and that it's me at fault
that
for not doing it.
That is exactly what you meant to think. It's ground you right down. You know, it's strange. There you are, Dr. Natalie Brown, head of modern literature, academically a brain box. But in real life, at home...
Yeah, I know. You're the only person I can talk to about this. I haven't told anyone.
You have to tell someone.
I will. Hey, I'm a battered celebrity. Get me out of here.
Oh, stop deflecting and trying to make light of it. This isn't a joke. I told you.
I am leaving.
You what?
I am leaving him. I've got it all sorted. I needed time to put everything in place. I've been to a solicitor, got all the papers sorted. Next Sunday I'm leaving. Going to my cousin in Wales in Swansea. You remember Fran from her 60th? She's got that huge house, 4 bedrooms. You know, all the kids are grown up. They're at uni or overseas. So I can stay with her till I find my feet.
Oh, Nat, I'm so pleased. At last. You know, I have friends in my drama and musical theatre group. Married couples. Been together for years. I look at them. And I can see the women who have been put down, controlled by the husbands, partners, all their lives. They just fall into a habit, put up with each other. I don't think they ever talk honestly to each other about their desires, their regrets, their ambitions. I don't think they even love each other anymore. They just merely exist with each other. They become like life companions only without the life. I don't know, maybe I'm not making
sense. No, I get that. It's one thing to hear it, you know, read about it, see it. But when it's your own life.
You know, it's funny. As a single person, I think you see other people's relationships more clearly. You see all the affairs going on, the guys who are afraid to come out. There's this one guy in our musical theatre group, Colin. He does all the costumes. It's his camper's Christmas. He makes Alan Carr look like Vin Diesel. Anyway, he's married to this butch woman who goes on women's only bareback horse riding holidays in Spain. Oh. Well, the crap hit the fan 2 weeks ago when it came out he'd been having an affair with the son of the chairlady of the group. Talk about cougars. He's 48 and the son's 22. It was a right scandal. Gossip rife in the new wave of musical theatre group.
Oh, crikey, that's a tad awkward.
A tad? We now have no costumes for the next show and I do not fancy doing Oklahoma in the buff.
You never know. People might flock to the theatre.
No, they'd want the money back and they might be blinded for life. And Colin's wife, flippy neck, she does the warm-ups before we start our musical theatre evenings. I think the guest star pool went through a less rigorous training regime.
Your theatre group would be right material for a play or a blooming sitcom.
Well... there's more gossip. We found out that Colin's wife had been indulging in naked twister parties on her women's only holidays in Spain. Pictures all over Facebook and Instagram. I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere about her not passing go, but...
Crikey, talk about the crap it's in the fan.
You see, I see all these people at my groups and you never really know what's going on behind closed doors. Same for you, really. I'm sure many of your mates in Sheffield have no idea what you've been going through.
Yeah, very few.
So, you're bound for Swansea, the Gower Peninsula. Oh, it's gorgeous down there. Ooh, you'll be feasting on lava, bread and barra breath.
Oh, yeah, I've already applied for some lecturing jobs down there. And I've got interviews lined up. Get me, Mrs. Organised.
Jeff knows nothing about this.
No.
God.
The first he'll know is when he comes back from his rugby week next Sunday and sees the solicitor's letter. I've half a mind to stuff the bloody letter in his boxes and hang them from the front door.
You're doing the right thing.
I know, but it's so hard. You know, leaving. Marriage number 2, kaboom. I've never been on my own. I'm not sure who I am on my own. Not having kids helps, I guess. As there's only me, but I'm scared about what's round the corner.
Look, you'll be fine. Fran loves you like a younger sister. Take time to adjust. Love yourself. Have fun. And then just think of this as the next chapter in the book of Natalie. But please don't repeat the pattern. Get some counselling, or it'll just happen again, you know, with the next guy you meet.
Oh, I'm done with guys. I'm going to take a pill to turn me lesbian.
What, like Colin's wife? I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I do get a tingly feeling watching Oti Mabuse on Strictly Come Dancing.
Fair enough. The cougar in me is after Nikita. I think it's all that floppy blonde hair. Seriously, though, promise me. You will see...
Yes, I promise. I'll stay off men for a while.
Hey, I'll send you an Ann Summers gift card. They have amazing substitutes. I have to scrape myself off the wall every time I use the secret squirrel. Seriously, it's opened up a whole new world for me. Mind you, it has tarnished Springwatch a little on TV.
Oh, God, you are a tonic.
Gin and?
Well, I think I am turning a corner in my life. And you've helped enormously.
Oh, don't talk to me about turning a corner. I rounded a corner of our chicken shed yesterday after collecting eggs. And Alison had on sparkly fishnets and a miniskirt. Fishnets red, miniskirt a vile lime green. I said, look, Al, I am abundantly aware that you're becoming an old person, but your fashion choices are seriously screwed. Let your old ma give you some advice.
Oh, yeah, that does sound a bit clashy. Those colours.
They were, but no, my advice was ignored. Said she wanted to make a statement at college for the fashion shoot for the new college brochure.
Lordy, hey, I remember when we dressed up for that photo shoot for our college brochure back in the 80s.
Yeah, you as Joy Board and me as Fanny Lennox. What a fright we looked.
Oh, we were innocents.
No, we weren't. You lost your virginity to Scott Michaels in the back of the Venture Scout van, and I lost mine to Vince Jones when we did that pantomime in the sixth form. He even kept his dame's costume on when we did it in the school library. Oh, I swear, all I can remember to this day is my face pressed against the literature section. Contradirect as an Edwardian lady.
Don't you mean the lady diary of an Edwardian...
Stop!
Oh, I was so jealous of you. Oh, I adored Vince Jones. Oh,
and I wanted Scott Michaels.
And what happened?
Both gay. Vince was on RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 5, you know, Molly Minge.
No, was that him?
Yeah, he even had the temerity to send me an invite via Facebook to watch the show in person. I shut him up. I said, remember Lady Diary of an Edwardian...
Stop!
Well, Scott's in Lanzarote with his husband, Doug. They've got this pet pampering parlour, making a fortune. How did we not see the signs back then?
Heaven only knows. Vince's pixie boots, leg warmers and blonde highlights. No cues at all. You know, sometimes I think, take me back. Take me back to that time when I was young and knew so little. I just don't want to be the me I am now.
Oh, stop that. You're leaving. You've made the decision. We're all constantly evolving people. Just because you reach a certain age, it's not a done deal. If we don't evolve, change, grow, who are we? Stagnant, like those people in my drama groups, or existing, living a lie. Look, once you've left and once you've started counselling, you'll understand the behaviour patterns you get into.
Okay, I get it. I need to confront my fears and talk to someone.
I did it. Years ago, when I left Steve and took Archie and Jack with me, I did a load of talking and got help. CBT, you know what that is.
Oh, let me guess, I'm good at this.
Really? You were pants with SRE.
CBT. Controlled bum trumping. Oh, I know. Cheerful bras, titillates. No. Chafing bulbous thighs.
God help us. Cognitive behavioural therapy. It's amazing. Really helped me. You know, there's no quick fix. Take the time and focus on you. Is there anything I can do? You know, you're welcome down here.
Just be there if I need you.
You know I am.
Well, I'll get back to the packing now. Not long.
Good luck, and call me when you've left.
Will do, and let me know how it's going with Alison.
Definitely.
Bye, Fanny Lennox.
Bye, Joy Borge.
You've been listening to Natalie and Jen. It was written by Alistair Adams. It featured the voices of Janice Sampson as Jen and Gail Hazelby as Natalie. If you've enjoyed this production, then you can discover more work written by Alistair via our website, cornucopia-radio.co.uk, alongside other productions by hundreds of different writers and performers. Thank you very much for listening.